Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 14, Tape B, Side 2. Listening Comprehension and Interpretation Practice. This is a conversation between Zhang San and Xiao Li regarding their respective schools. Listen to the conversation in its entirety, then repeat the tape and act as interpreter, translating into English. The story will be repeated, but broken down into question and answer exchanges, each followed by a translation. There is a new word in this section. It is fun, also pronounced fur, meaning points given on a test. Li begins the conversation. Begin.
Hey, 老张，你为什么才来？ 你知道几点了吗？ 你才起床吧。
真糟糕，我的表坏了。对不起，我起来以后，看客厅里的钟，已经9点差一刻了。我想现在9点过了，早饭还没吃呢。不要紧，今天是星期六，不上学，我们到前头那个小饭馆去。 吃一点东西好不好？我也没吃早饭呢。昨天你们学校不是大考吗？你考得好不好？考多少分？我还不知道呢，老师后天才会告诉我们。可是我想考得不好。 有很多问题我没回答。考试的问题那么难吗？
一共有多少问题？
问题不算太多，就有30几个，不过我觉得很难。有很多问题是语法，这些问题我觉得不太难，可是。 考的这一课生词太多，有的我知道，有的我不知道，我怎么能回答呢？
那你得多练习，多跟老师练习绘画，这个很要紧。你要是说的不对，老师会辅导你，对不对？
你说的很对。 可是老师们都很忙，下课以后都想回家吃饭。不过，有的时候晚上吃饭以后，老师会到学校去辅导我们。这个时候，要是同学们不太多，我们可以和老师在一起谈话。你们学校一天有几节课？ 一天有6节课，早上3节，下午3节。每个星期念几课？ 念2课，每课念3天。第一天下午，老师给我们讲解课文跟语法，也讲生词。第二天有测验跟各种练习。第三天早上。
有考试，下午再念一个新课。那你们真是很忙，我觉得学中文不是容易的事情。你们也学写汉字吗？对了，
每个星期有4节课，是练习写汉字的课。
你以前去的那个学校，也是这么忙吗？ 也是这么教书吗？
这个很难说，我以前去的那个学校不太大，有的老师们不是北京的人，所以他们的发音不太好，可是很会教书。
你们这儿的教室好不好？
教室都很大，每个学生都有自己的书桌。
每个课室里就有六七个学生。
哦，那好极了。我那个学校教室不太大，学生也多，每个课室里有十个到十二个学生，因为每班的学生太多，就很不容易跟老师练习绘画。
你说的很对，现在我们到公园去好不好？
That is the end of the conversation. Now before listening to the segments, go back to the beginning and act as interpreter. You will now hear the conversation once more, this time broken down into segments covering the questions and answers. Each segment will be followed by a translation. Begin.
哎，老张，你为什么才来？你知道几点了吗？你才起床吧？
真糟糕，我的表坏了。对不起，我起来以后，看客厅里的钟，已经九点差一刻了。我想现在九点过了，早饭我还没吃呢。
I say, old John, how come you've only just come? Do you know what time it is? I take it you only just got up. What a mess. My watch is broken. I'm sorry. After I got up and looked at the living room clock, it was already 8:45. I think now it must be after 9:00. I've not eaten breakfast yet.
不要紧，今天是星期六，不上学。我们到前头那家小饭馆去吃点东西好不好？我也没吃早饭呢。
昨天你们学校不是大考吗？你考得好不好？考多少分？
No matter. Today is Saturday and no school. How about going to that small restaurant up ahead to eat something?I haven't eaten breakfast yet either. Didn't you have examination yesterday at school? How well did you do? What grade did you get?
我还不知道呢，老师后天才会告诉我们。可是我想考得不好，有很多问题我没回答。
考试的问题那么难吗？一共有多少问题？
I don't know yet. The teacher won't tell us until the day after tomorrow. But I don't think I did well. There were a lot of questions that I didn't answer. Were the questions on the test that difficult? How many questions were there altogether?
问题不算太多，就有30几个。不过我觉得很难。有很多问题是语法，这些问题我觉得不太难，可是考的这一课生词太多，有的我知道，有的我不知道，我怎么能回答呢？
那你得多练习，多跟老师们练习绘画，这个很要紧。你要是说的不对，老师会辅导你，对不对？
Well, there weren't many questions, just 30 or so. However, I felt they were very difficult. A lot of questions were on grammar. These I didn't feel were too difficult, but the lesson we were being tested on has too many new words. Some I knew and some I didn't know. How could I answer the questions? In that case,You should practice more. Practice more conversation with the teacher. This is very important. If you say something incorrectly, the teacher will tutor you, right?
你说的很对，可是老师们都很忙，下课以后都想回家吃饭。不过，有的时候晚上吃饭以后， 老师回到学校去辅导我们。这个时候，要是同学们不太多，我们可以和老师在一起谈话。
你们学校一天有几节课？
一天有六节课，早上三节，下午三节。
What you say is very true. However, the teachers are all very busy. After class, they all want to go home and eat. However, sometimes in the evenings, after they've eaten, the teachers come back to the school to tutor us. At that time, if there are not too many fellow classmates, we can chat together with the teachers. How many classes a day do you have in your school? We have 6 classes a day.3 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon.
Mega 星期念几课？
念两课，每课念三天。第一天下午，老师给我们讲解课文跟语法，也讲生词。第二天有测验跟各种练习。第三天早上有考试，下午再念一课新课。
How many lessons a week do you study? We have 2 lessons a week. We study each lesson for 3 days. On the afternoon of the first day, the teacher explains the lesson text and grammar, and also explains the new words. The second day, we have quizzes and various kinds of drills.In the morning of the third day, we have a test, and in the afternoon, study another new lesson.
那你们真是很忙。我觉得学中文不是容易的事情。你们也学写汉字吗？
对了，每个星期有4节课是练习写汉字的课。
In that case, you really are busy. I feel that studying Chinese is not an easy thing. Do you also learn to write Chinese characters? Yes, we do. Every week, there are 4 periods where we practice writing Chinese characters.
你以前去的那个学校也是这么忙吗？也是这么教书吗？
这个很难说，我以前去的那个学校不太大，有的老师们不是北京的人，所以他们的发音不太好，可是很会教书。
Were you this busy at the school you attended previously? Did they also teach in the same way? That's very difficult to say.The school I attended before was not very large. Some of the teachers were not from Beijing, so their pronunciation wasn't too good, but they taught very well.
你们这儿的教室好不好？
教室都很大，每个学生都有自己的书桌，每个课室里就有6-7个学生。
How are your classrooms at this school? The classrooms are all very large, and each student has his own desk. In each classroom, there are only 6 or 7 students.
Oh, 那好极了。我那个学校教室不太大，学生也多，每个课室里有10到12个学生。因为每班的学生太多，就很不容易跟老师练习绘画。
你说得很对，现在我们到公园去好不好？
Oh, that's wonderful. At my school, the classrooms are not too big, and there are a lot of students. Each classroom has from 10 to 12 students. Because of so many classmates, it is very hard to practice conversation with the teacher. What you say is so true. How about going to the park now? End of lesson 14, tape B, side 2.